Ever feel like everyone was working against you?
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton.
You know we've got your back. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
For Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
A serious and breaking story out of the Valley and the Virginia Military Institute. Joining us on the Newsmakers line to take us inside what has been going on over the last few years under the banner of fighting racism is Matt Daniel, class of 85, Marine, and a man who's really trying to spearhead these efforts, chairman of a PAC called the Spirit of VMI. Matt, welcome to the show. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Mr. Thomas. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for all of your service and being an honor to the Virginia Military Institute. It's been my honor to do some broadcasts from there. It's a stunning area in Lexington, but then beyond that, your service in the United States Marine Corps as well. So as I've followed the story, and we get drips and drabs of it through the mainstream press, that investigations got started, and interestingly, and only because I know a little bit of the background, I noticed that these stories started just shortly after the picture from Governor Northam's medical school yearbook became apparent to the mainstream press of the fella in the Klan costume and the fella in blackface. And then, interesting, Virginia started looking into racism at VMI. But what has transpired since then, and what are you folks trying to bring to light through the Spirit of VMI PAC?
Well, thanks a lot. Yeah, that whole thing started in the winter of 2019, and you've canted the history pretty well. Since then, the Spirit of VMI formed as a political action committee in response to several articles that have come out in the national media that have been critical of VMI and its process and procedures and its legacy, I guess. We formed as a political action committee to push back where there was no voice that was coming from Lexington, either from the representative alumni body there in Lexington or the school itself. And the goal was to preserve, protect, and defend the VMI experience and the reputation of VMI alumni and future alumni. And since then, that's manifested itself in trying to identify, locate, and help political candidates who we thought were probably the political candidate itself. We thought was probably the issue, or the politician we thought was the issue. Through legislation, legislative attacks on VMI, and mm-hmm. the best way to go about that would be to put in the people who would be friendly to VMI. So there was a lot of work done there, and I'm sure we can pick up if you have any questions.
Oh, no. It seemed to me that as I was seeing the story, that VMI was being used as some, correlation or causation of this proof of the whole 1619 Project narrative that, see, all of America's institutions are inherently racist, and they were then off to try to find proof of that, but they made the statement, the closing statement, then went out and tried to collect the evidence of it and used almost frightening measures to try to compel testimony and to bring out stories that, if I'm not mistaken, they have failed, but they continue with the narrative to tell the story that VMI is some inherently racist institution.
Yeah, it's funny. It's ready, fire, aim, and then document.
Yeah,
and then that becomes the go forward platform for which to continue to assume the worst, when really nothing could be further from the truth. The numbers, the recruiting numbers and attendance at VMI has been up among, if it's a metric that we're talking about regarding minorities at VMI, those numbers are up, have been up. The number of underrepresented population at VMI is up, and it has been up. and is very competitive with people across the state and across the, or institutions across the state and across the nation. I mean, I think it was a problem looking for a place to stand to land.
Is it connected in your work? And we're talking with Matt Daniel, the chairman of the group Spirit of VMI, and you can find them online, thespiritofvmi.org, and help them out if you can. But you look at Lloyd Austin and some of the folks, the Joint Chiefs, and some of the social engineering that they're trying to use on those who have already graduated programs like VMI and are now serving in places, frontline, backline, wherever they may be on the supply chain or otherwise. They're using this as a social engineering tool because it's the only place where the federal government can do that. They can't do that to me, just a guy living in Central Virginia, but they can do it to our soldiers and sailors and airmen.
Yeah, right. And so that is being, the paintbrush is being painted at VMI and a reason to indoctrinate. I mean, there's a lot of argument. It's a hot topic, critical race theory indoctrination at VMI. If you look, it's not a course that's taught. It's not like a CRT 101 and you go to the liberal arts building and learn, about critical race theory. It's an indoctrination that uses DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion as a medium to promote it and indoctrinate it. It's Marxist in its ideology. And it's pervasive across the country. VMI is just a single example, but it's our example. It's our little domino that we're trying to get to fall the right way.
Matt, I've got to run to a break here, but when we come back, and don't let me forget, I want to pick up on this because I think that that kind of tribalism is inherently dangerous and is inherently what our military was actually the leaders in breaking societally through our dark days of Jim Crow and that kind of thing. Because if there's a meritocracy out there, it's got to be the military, because if the person has your six and thinks you're a racist, well, then you're in deep trouble. So I want to pick up on that danger to our soldiers, sailors, anyone who comes through the Virginia Military Academy. If they're indoctrinated in that, it's going to put all lives at danger. Not to sound like Colonel Jessup, but there are lives in jeopardy if this kind of stuff metastasizes. Can we pick up on that when we come back?
You betcha. Thank you.
AM, FM, streaming, and now delivered by smartphone app. All free, always free. Inflation-proof information. WCHV.
We're visiting with Matt Daniel. He is the chair of a political action committee called the Spirit of VMI to push back on the basing of the Virginia Military Academy in the same thing that's corrupting so much of our curriculum in our public schools. And Matt, I appreciate it. So I left you with a thought starter as we went to break. Isn't this tribalist teaching, isn't developing curriculum based on you're an oppressor, you've been oppressed, you're never going to amount to anything because you were oppressed, and you shouldn't amount to anything because you're raised by oppressors, inherently dangerous in the military, where you're counting on the men and women in the field with you to quote unquote have your six?
Well, it's certainly divisive, and it's not, just to be clear, I don't think that academically, you go into the academic buildings and you take your engineering courses, physics, math, English, et cetera, languages, I don't think that it's made it to that point at VMI. But it is, VMI cadets are incredibly overloaded with hours, where the average VMI cadet takes 19 hours, which is unheard of in colleges and universities across the country. On top of all that, they've got other stuff that they've got to do. That has to do with ROTC training, physical training, as well as now some of this type of training, which started off slow the first year with, I think, only one course per academic class and academic year, except for the freshmen who get a couple of courses where they get in, they are indoctrinated into this diversity, equity, and inclusion through a number of different philosophies and exercises that they're asked to do. That then trickles across the Corps. The Corps is a microcosm, I think, of America, of Virginia, of the military, about 60% of Virginia of VMI cadets go into the military, commission into the military, and would carry this philosophy forward. You know, sort of like a termite. You know, they will travel with these cadets into the services, and so that, you know, that's the target that we're trying to expose to daylight. That our men and women are being divided through this oppressed versus oppressor type of mindset, the CRT sort of mindset, and a curriculum that is sure to spread deeper and wider across VMI as years progress. And there are many mechanisms. There are several mechanisms in place being put into place that we're trying to slow down or stop.
Well, you say you're organized as a political action committee to take the steps over the people who oversee the Virginia Military Institute, that is the Commonwealth of Virginia. Talk about certainly the election of 2021 with fellow Marine Winsome Sears winning the Lieutenant Governor's race, Jason Miaris, Glenn Youngkin, all outspokenly opposed to critical race theory. I imagine, the divided General Assembly left you disappointed that not more was done, but are you pleased that at least some gains have been done and that people are, pardon the expression, awake, not woke, to what's going on?
Yes, absolutely. And that was our first charge, was to try to get those people into place where we had some success. I mean, I'm not saying that that Governor Youngkin and his executive branch were elected as a result of only our efforts, but I think that we helped. And the same with the General Assembly lower house. We had good effect. We had a pretty good batting record of helping to get these men and women that were friendly to the VMI principles that we asked them to be aware of. They were friendly to those, and we got help to get them elected. So we're very pleased with them. The Senate wasn't on the docket, right, and they will be in 2023. But yes, we're very pleased with that. We're watching cautiously and seeing if there's going to be special elections due to the redistricting of the General Assembly, congressional seats here delegate seats here in Virginia.
Well, I've heard there are people who tell me, oh, I'm listening to the judge and it looks like he's going to rule in favor of voting again. I'm like, how can you do it? I mean, we're almost in May, and I don't know how that's actually going to happen. The issues are there, and I want people to contact you. Again, the website address is thespiritofvmi.org. Matt, I appreciate everything that you're doing to polish up the brass, as it were. And you have a wonderful weekend. We'll keep us in the loop on this, and we'll keep spreading the word of what's going on there, because I think, as you said, it's a ready, fire, aim. And they're just trying to find something that will prove what they said at the onset. So thanks again for everything you and everyone in your organization is doing.
I appreciate that, Joe. VMI is good, and it always has been good, and hopefully will continue to stay that way. Thank you for your time.
They can't redistrict you out of the listening area. Just download the free Seville 107.5 app for your Android or iPhone.